To be in the house of the Lord this morning. How you doing? That sound kind of sorry over there. Kind of sound. How you doing? Good, good. You glad to be alive? Yeah, there are many that would trade places with us this morning. We know it's cold. It feels good though, doesn't it? Yeah, we need a. We say no, no. We need a little cool to run the bugs away. Yeah, we haven't gotten much winter this winter, so I thank God for the coolness. Do you love God? Yeah. I really love the. If you love Him, sing it then. Well, I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, and you don't know
what He's done for
yeah.
me.
Oh, yes, you gave me. And that's why I love, oh, I love Him. I really, we can do better than that. One more time. Oh, well, I really love the Lord. Oh, well, I really and you don't know what. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, He gave me the victory. Yes, and that's why I love. Well, I love Him. I really love the. Yes, He watches over me. And He watches. God is good. Oh, well, He watches over me. Oh, yes, and you don't know what He's done
for me.
Oh, yes, He gave me the victory. Yes, and that's why I love the Lord. I love Him. I really love the Lord. Oh, yes, and you don't know what He's
done.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, He gave me the
victory.
Yes, and that's why I
love.
Thank you, Lord.
I love
Him.
I
really love. Thank you, Lord. Yes. You sound beautiful. If you're visiting with us this morning, you're honored guests, and thank you for being a part of our fellowship here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. We love to have visitors among us. Our elders will acknowledge all of our visitors at the end of our worship service. If you're watching by way of television, thank you for tuning in. We hope and pray that we can say something that may touch your heart. If you have a question, if you need to talk to someone, if you need someone to pray with, call a number on your screen, and we'd be more than happy to do that. I want to try to finish this series I started a few weeks ago entitled, May I Categorize You? Not trying to be offensive and trying to stereotype anybody. But Jesus said in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, the Son of Man came to seek and save. Anybody saved this morning? Yeah, I know sometimes we're almost hesitant to say it. To save that which was lost. You have the saved, and then you have the lost. You surely don't want to be lost this morning. You know, you can be lost even in a crowd. And I want to this morning to place the emphasis on the saved, this morning. We discussed the unchurched, those who are maybe even ignorant to the laws, the Word of God, the religious lost, those who are religious but they still are lost in error. And sometimes it's all right to be ignorant of some things, but some things you can't afford to be ignorant of. We talked about the procrastinators. I tried for the last couple of weeks to try to locate every term in the New Testament that identifies the saved. Because now two things I want to try to happen this morning. If there's somebody lost, don't take it negatively. Because raise your hand if you've ever been lost before. Raise your hand if you've ever been lost. See, you in good company. And lost in a sense you didn't know where you were going. But all of us in here at one time, we were lost in the eyes of God. And so don't take it negatively. And don't feel like we're calling you out this morning. But we're going to give you the opportunity to be saved this morning. And I hope even before I stop, I hope somebody come down and give God your heart this morning. Give someone your hand this morning. And then those of us that are saved. See, this world will beat us up. And some of us are living witnesses even sitting in here right now. You know, our health has declined, our eyesight has declined, our relationships have deteriorated, and life will beat us up, and the devil will have you thinking that you are hopeless. But when you're saved, some of us are saved, but we act like we don't realize it. We don't realize what we have. And there is nothing that the devil, there's nothing that no person, no man, no woman, no boyfriend, no girlfriend, no male friend, no female friend can do to you that you should feel hopeless. Amen, somebody. And I also want you to realize what you have. I want to read some passages this morning, identify the saved. And those of us that's not in a saved condition, I hope you say, you know what, I want to be that. I want to be that this morning. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, in verse number 8, 1 Peter 1, 8, and though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith. When we're talking about being saved, we're talking about the salvation of my souls. What does it profit if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? I know it's hard to get a grasp on exactly what it is. The Bible says it's eternal. It lives forever. You count to 1,000 and forever hadn't even started. And so we're talking about serious business this morning. The salvation of your soul. The saved in the Bible identified as believers. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. Everybody say believers. See, that if you save, you are a believer. Yeah, when we use that, and some people use that term, you know, when you ask, are you a believer? I hope if somebody asks you if you're a believer, say yes. What are you a believer in? I'm a believer that God is the one and only God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God who left pearly gates of heaven and came to this world and died for the sins of mankind. I believe in the Holy Spirit that indwells us and gives us the comfort we need to make it in this life and in the life to come. And I also believe that Jesus is coming back once again in the clouds of glory to claim all of the believers. Everybody say believers. Believer. Yes, I am a believer. Yes, believer. I like that. It says that we are disciples. That we are disciples. Acts chapter 14, verse 21. Acts chapter 14, verse. I'm glad. I'm happy I'm saved this morning. After that, they after they had preached the gospel to that city, and had made many disciples. That's what we're trying to do this morning. That's what we're trying to do today. That's what we're trying to do all this year. That's what we're trying to do as long as we live. They made disciples, and disciples can be made. You could walk in here this morning, not a disciple of Christ. Disciple means student, means pupil. We are all in school until we die. Amen. Amen. We're talking about the saved this morning. They returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. The apostles had this charge to make disciples, and we have the charge to make disciples. We had a teachers meeting on yesterday, and the teachers were there gathering, strategizing how we can be better teachers. Why? So we can help to make more disciples. Yes. Brother Gary, I've been out of school for 10 years. Not if you saved. Because when you stop learning, that means you think you know everything. Anybody in here know everything? Raise your hand so you can leave out here this morning. Amen. Yeah, we all are learning. I certainly, Brother Gary, you're a Bible student. You have your master's degree. I have scratched the scratch of knowing what I need to know. Amen, somebody. Yeah, we're disciples. Everybody say disciples. We are followers. We are followers. The Bible identifies us as followers. Mark chapter 9, verse 41. Mark 9, 41. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because of your name as followers of Christ, truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward. Everybody say followers. Followers. Yeah, I don't like following people. Christ is worthy of following. I don't like following folk either. I'm gonna just tell you the truth. I need to know that they know where they are going. But I will follow Jesus Christ anywhere. Amen, somebody. Yeah, see, to be a saver, you have to have an humble spirit. And I do agree. I admire those who are somewhat skeptic, you know, who don't just make rash decisions. I'm visiting a church, or I'm hearing a preacher, and he might look good and sound good and use all kind of words. You got all kind of preachers like that. Amen, somebody, including me. You think I know what I'm doing? That be skeptic. Check what I read the Bible for yourself. Amen. And only and Paul, even Paul said, you be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Amen. Amen, somebody. Yeah, followers. The Bible calls us saints, the saved saints. I like that one. Jude chapter 1, verse 3. Jude chapter 1. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all handed down to the saints. Yes. Yeah. Everybody say saints. Yeah. You thought St. Paul and St. You know, you see hospital Saint Elizabeth. No, it's not a title. I'm not Saint Gary, but I am a saint. Amen, somebody. Yeah, you know the song we sang when the... I know you want to sing that a minute. Well, oh, when the saints go march. Act like you want to sing. Oh, march. Oh, when the... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I want to be
in that number.
Yes. Oh, when the saints go marching. That song make you happy, don't it? Yeah, don't get happy in here this morning. Now, you can get happy. You can get happy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the saints. The saints. Yeah, we I love it that we're called the saints of God. The saved are called servants. Called servants in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 4, let a man regard us in this manner, Apostle Paul said, as servants. Some of them might not want to say this one. See, the word servants is translated in some translations as slave. Oh, we come out of slavery. No, we're in slavery. It's all right to be a slave if the master is the best. Amen, somebody. It says, servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Yeah. Yeah. Every now and then, you know, if you're in school, if you're an athlete, or if you are a student, if you are a musician, if you're an artist, you run across someone who is a master, who is so good at what they do, and you see them and you watch them, and you know what? You run across somebody. If you are an investor and you're trying to learn about financial investment, and you run across somebody who has mastered the trade, you need to do everything you can to spend as much time around them as possible. Don't be afraid to humble yourself when you find someone who is excellent at what they do. Because, see, what they will do is save you a whole lot of mistakes, a whole lot of trouble, and a whole lot of time if you would just simply do what they say, tell you to do. Yeah, and so in that light, Jesus came. He was the only perfect one to ever live on this earth. Therefore, he is worthy for us that we can call ourselves servants of Christ. Say servants. Servant. If you're saved, you need to be a servant. Amen. Yes, you need to be a servant of Christ. The Bible calls us sheep. Calls us sheep. Now, I don't know about that one. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 33, it says, he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. I'm a sheep. Amen, somebody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will be a sheep. And we know it's a metaphor, but it's a good metaphor. Because Jesus is the great, the Bible calls him the great shepherd. Yeah, yeah. So when we're saved, he calls us sheep. Yeah, yeah. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I don't know how that day is going to be. But if I have any presence of mind at all, I have any presence. I know the Bible says our bodies, we're going to be changed. And so we won't have these mortal bodies. But if I have any presence of mind, I don't know if we're gonna know each other or know who's around. But if I have any presence of mind, I'm going to say, let me move over to the right. Let me move over to the... I want to get on the right-hand side. But it's not us that put us on the right. It's God that puts us on. Everybody say sheep. Yes, yes. Calls us soldier. 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 Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. But I thought it necessary to send you Epaphroditus. We talked about Epaphroditus the other night on Sunday nights for those of you to come on Sunday nights. My brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier. I like that one. Who is also your messenger and minister to my need. Those of you that's in the armed forces, you've shown up can relate to this, that we are soldiers. See, to be a soldier, it takes some discipline. Yes, it takes some discipline. Yeah, it's all right to be disciplined. Amen? Yeah, discipline trains us. See, what are you saying, Brigitte? We are in training. At all times, I don't care how old you are. Brigitte, I'm getting kind of old. I don't need nobody telling me what to yes. Yes, God tells us what to do. Amen. Yeah, yeah. No, you're not, the Bible doesn't call us generals. Yes, yes. We are soldiers. Yeah. Yeah, we're soldiers. I watched a little piece of the other night I watched a little piece of Saving Private Ryan. Some of you may have seen that movie. I tell you what, it was intense. It was intense, and they had this long trek, and they were, and it was so important for the men to follow the captain's orders. And I was thinking about us as Christians, that we are soldiers in God's arm. Amen. And so what do you mean, Brother Gary? See, you're not in this one alone. No, And sometimes some of us have this attitude that, I'm coming to church and you know, I like church and I know I'm serving God and, you know, I just want to do my thing. I understand what you're saying. I really do. You know, some of us really, because, you know, some folk just don't want to act right. And some people are hard to work with. But look, listen now, we in God's own. That's the case everywhere we go. In your families, folk don't want to act right. On your job. See, we all are accountable to somebody. All of us. I don't care who we are. And we need to stop isolating ourselves to the point that we are not accountable to God and God's leaders. Yeah, what do you mean, bro? In God's army, like here we have seven elders. And I think that's why one of the reasons in all God's wisdom he put plurality in it. You might not relate to all the seven personalities, but there ought to be somebody we need to be accountable. When we can't fight, when we can't make it to the front line, when you're in the army, you don't just say, look, I ain't going today. They ain't gonna see me. I won't be shooting nobody today. They don't even need to look for me. You know how that don't happen. That don't even sound right. And then some of us that are saved, they're not here this morning. But some of us that are saved, we act like we're not accountable to nobody. We miss church. Hello. I wish they would call me. Wish somebody would say something to me. Now, them scanners back there, I ain't scanning nothing. That's another sermon. But listen, we talking about the sermon. And you know what? It's for our good. Yeah, because see, the first time we miss and nobody calls us and don't nobody visit us and don't nobody say, we the first one, ain't nobody call me. They don't care about me. They don't even know I'm here. Well, you know, one thing about it. That's why you need to be here when you're here. That's why we speak to folks. That's why we do our part. If I'm gonna be a part of an organization, anything, they gonna know me. And this is worth our time and effort. And so let's stop making all these excuses. And not everybody, we put everybody in the same, all them people at the church. Listen, let me say this. Some people say a large church. There are some beautiful servants in this church. And some of us haven't got to know that like we should. Brother and sister Randy Shelby. Sister Shelby, next Sunday is their last Sunday here at the Field Ward Church of Christ. They came here out of duress, out of Hurricane Katrina, wiped out their goods. They had to come here in an emergency. And we hate the tragedy to happen. But they have been a blessing to us, haven't they? And we know that there's no place like home. But they came here and they stepped right in and have worked for the Lord. And some people say, well, it ain't nothing to do. All these people, you got all these brothers and all these. I don't have nothing to do in the church. That's just an excuse. If you want something to do, if you need to get to work, please believe me, the harvest is plentiful, the labors are few. We need all kinds of service. And Brother Sister Shepherd, would y'all stand for just a moment? I want the whole church. Some of them don't know you because you are humble, you are quiet, But this is Brother and Sister Randy Shelby, and we love you from the bottom of our hearts, and we will never forget the contribution you made here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ in serving the Lord as soldiers in the Lord's army. Thank you so much. The Bible calls us workers. Workers. Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. Philippians 4, 3. Indeed, true companion, I ask you also to help these women who have shared my struggle in the cause of the gospel, together with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. And now, I love this, I wanted to make sure, and I may have missed some of the identify. See, listen, if you save, you a worker. And I know, Booker, works don't save us. We're saved by grace through faith. Amen. No meritorious works that we can do. We can't earn our way to heaven. None of us are worthy, are we? But when you save, when you're a believer, when you're a servant, you're not going to keep sitting down doing. It's just not going to happen. Amen, somebody. Yeah. You know, we talked about our goals this year, and so we know that you already looked on that. You, if you haven't already found your ministry, we know you real close to finding it. Talking to the right person to get involved. We're talking about the saved. Now, we're not talking about those who are not saved yet. Because it labels us as the church. When the Bible uses the term the church, it's talking about the saved. Many times it uses, listen to Acts chapter 20, Acts 11:26. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch, and for an entire year they met with the church. See, Christians, saints, New Testament Christians, 21st century Christians today, see, listen, when they use the term the church, when the Bible wrote about the church, at this particular time, there wasn't but with one church. And that's why they could say, now we use the term today, listen, go to the church. Well, we have a hard time because you got churches everywhere, all kind of different teachings everywhere. But Paul knew what he was saying when he said the church, when he wrote to in the book of Acts, he said the church and taught considerable numbers, and the disciples were called Christians in Antioch. And we're in the church in Fifth Ward, the church of Christ, the church that belongs to Christ. And so when we use the term, is it all right if we say the church? Are you in the saved in the church? Yeah, when you say, you know, sometimes we get in a conversation, well, I'm going to the church today. Now, that's the building. But we are the church. Yeah. As physical and spiritual souls, we are the church. He calls us Christian. Man, that clock seemed like it's just racing. In 1 Peter 4:16. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, everybody say Christian. Yeah. If anybody suffers as a Christian, no, listen, that's why I want to read these out of the Bible. Yeah. Martin Luther did not establish the Lutheran church. Yeah. If Martin Luther could jump up out of his grave, he would turn a flip. That there are people calling them, because he really wanted to reform that which was taught, which was wrong. And if he knew that there were individuals walking around, there are churches that have Lutheran on the church building, he would have a fit. Because and I'm not, but girl, you shouldn't. I'm just, can I make my point with the word of God? And I say that because
I know God if Martin Luther would turn a flip. I know God is not pleased with people calling themselves, with all the love I have, and I know this is on television, but you want the truth, don't you? Amen. Amen. God is spirit, the Bible says in John chapter 4, verse 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Amen. You don't want what's false, do you? I don't want anybody calling me the wrong name. Yeah, yes. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, everybody say Christian. Christian. And if you live in the Christian life, you're going to do some suffering in this life. And I thank the Lord that nobody is beating us and tar and feathering us and putting us in the alley and whipping us. Thank the Lord. I hope it don't come to that. Ooh, Lord, please, I hope it don't come to that. But when you stand for truth, that's like today. I just know that since now with social media and Facebook, you know, our Facebook team, oh, they just aggressive. They putting everything on Facebook. When I say everything, I mean our announcements, what we're doing. They put my sermons, they put little excerpts of my sermons online. And if they put this online, and now that I've made the statement that I've done, I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. Probably in just a few minutes or tonight or in the morning, I'll get to the building. I look on my email, and I have a little nasty email. And somebody going to say, you are an offensive preacher. You don't need to be using names, and you don't need to be calling names, and you don't need to be, I've been this all my life, and I'm just, how dare you? But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but it's to glorify God. Amen. And so you know, if you've heard me say it before, I don't really like a lot of conflict, and I don't like people, you know, I don't like charging folk. I don't like folk charging me up. But when it comes to being a Christian, when it comes to being whether I'm going to be on God's side or man's side, I'm going to stay with God. Is that all right? Yeah. And if I need other Christians to back me up, can I get some backup? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, church. So if they want to come up here, I'm going to call y'all. So I need you. Amen. Amen. So, man. This is one I really like. I really like this. Those in white robes. I like this. I don't think it will be literal white robes. Let me read it. Brother Charles did a good job of reading it this morning. Revelation 7, 13, 14. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, these who are clothed in the white robes. You know, when you go to, I'm trying to believe, which hotel is that to have these? Now, you know, y'all know which hotel I'm talking about. Some of you don't want to tell. Let's see. I can tell you it's not Motel 6. It's not that one. And it's not the Holiday Inn either. Maybe some Holiday Inn might have some Westin and Hilton. Yeah. You go to Westin and Hilton. I believe it is Westin Hilton. They got some. Now, you know, and those have work. But that's some that have some really nice. I went to one. I don't think I paid for it. But some, I can't remember. I went to one hotel. And I opened the shower. And they were white, like they were just glowing white. And they were thick. And you know, since KB, she's with me most of the time. And I looked, I said, nah, I wonder if I touched that, I got to pay for it. And by the time I said KB had hers on, I'm wearing this. But I looked at her and she looked so good. I say, girl, she looks so good in that role. And honestly, I'm gonna tell you, I don't think I put mine on. I said, KB, you make sure we might have to pay for that. And I say it because it's. But the believers, the servants, the disciples, the followers of you may not have ever stay in a hotel like that. The Christians, the workers, the soldiers. God says, I'm going to put them in white robes. Yeah. Yeah, you might not have it. He says, who are they? Where have they come from? I said to him, Lord, my Lord, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. See, the way you wash is that's why we trying to get as many people baptized. We're trying to make as many disciples because we know how important it is. And even sometimes we don't realize how important it is. And this year, do you have a picture of all of the, I tried to find a picture of everyone who's been baptized this year. Now, Sister Adams here, she's the last Sunday in December, she was baptized. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 who have been baptized this year. Praise the Lord. We're in the first month of the year. And I don't want you to think that just baptism alone makes you saved. Amen. Let me say that. Amen. 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 Because baptism without faith is meaningless. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligent. We put in a sense of urgency on it because we know this is the most important step that a person, once you get to the age of accountability, this is the most important step you can make in your life. Yes. Yes. Baptism without repentance is meaningless. Amen. Luke 13:3-5, I tell your neighbor, except unless you repent, all of this happens before you baptize. And so I don't want anybody watching my web television, them Church of Christ, all they do is stress baptism. Not just baptism, but baptism is the culminating act that puts us into Christ. If you're ashamed, if you get back, because see, people get baptized for different reasons. Some people get baptized because they're trying to marry somebody. Amen. They might well say it. Amen, sister. Watch out. Amen. That brother marry you and you won't see him at church no more. Amen. Vice versa. That sister will marry you. Some people baptized to get married. Some people, would you think somebody get baptized for money? Amen. So we're not talking about just getting baptized. Romans 10 and verse number 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. But with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. And so we confess with our mouths. We're not ashamed that we are Christian. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. Yeah, this happens before baptism. But baptism is the culminating act. And on the day of Pentecost, when all of the Jews were there in Jerusalem, they asked the question, men and brethren, what shall we do? And he told them, repent and be baptized. Every one of you. And I just believe, I know this is Sunday, I know this is 8 o'clock service on Sunday morning, but I just believe there's someone here that we know everybody needs to, but I believe there's somebody who wants to be baptized. And that's how God would have it. God don't twist our arms, and we won't twist your arms either. We won't put you on the spot. But at the same time, we will challenge you because we know how important it is. And if you're here today and you haven't been baptized, what a beautiful day. Today is January the what? January the 20th, 2019. Today is a good name to get your name written in the Lamb's. In the Lamb's Book of Life. So we offer the invitation for someone who wants to be baptized. If you're here, you're already a Christian and you want us to pray for you, we will pray for you. There are great benefits in being a saved person, in being a servant, in being a soldier, in being a worker, in being a Christian, in being a child of God. There are great benefits. And if you're here today, and I also want to challenge I want to encourage our young people. I want to encourage our young people because as you get older, you're going to have more challenges. There are going to be so many things pulling at you. There are going to be so many things, people that's challenging your belief. There are going to be some people that's trying to convert you to be a Muslim. There are going to be some that's trying to convert you to be a Jehovah's Witness. That's why, from the Word of God, from the Bible, I wanted to read Bible names of what we are called, of what the saints. I don't want you to be confused. You're going to hear some things that sound enticing, but all you want to be is a Christian. Amen, somebody. Without going into a long dissertation, there are going to be some folks you're going to go to college who are going to be Hindus. And things that I have not even named yet. That's why you need to be in the faith. And you need to come to Christ right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Show me the way, oh Lord, show me the